North Dakota was hit very hard by this winter storm, especially last night. Many areas already have more than a foot of snow and some a lot more than that. Very high winds, too. So pretty much every highway in North Dakota was closed as of last night. And north central parts of the state, kind of centered around Minot, are still seeing very heavy snow today. So by time all said and done, a lot of parts of central North Dakota will be well over a foot of snow and some probably over 2 feet.
When did that storm cross over the border? What time did it cross over last night?
The storm crossed over into Manitoba starting yesterday evening. So areas right along the U.S. border already saw snow last night starting, by mid-evening. And then the heavier snow and accumulation started along the Trans-Canada and Manitoba early this morning.
What type of accumulations have we seen so far? Or are we able to gauge that with the high winds that are being experienced?
It will be a challenge to measure snow because of the high winds, but I've been asking around and we're hearing reports in south-central parts of Manitoba of already approaching a foot. So along the Manitoba escarpment, places like Morden and Deerwood, we're talking anywhere from 20 to close to 30 centimeters as of now. In Winnipeg, as of kind of midday, we're talking about probably in the 10 to 15 centimeter range. And then other parts of southwestern Manitoba, I haven't seen as many reports, but likely in the 15 to 25 centimeter range. So the amounts are already getting quite high, and the storm is really just in its early stages still.
Have you been getting any reports from that southeast corner of Saskatchewan?
I haven't heard much out of Saskatchewan yet, but just based on the radar, I don't think the amounts there are getting too high quite yet. If you're in the very extreme corner, so right near the Manitoba and North Dakota borders, in that far corner of Saskatchewan, it wouldn't surprise me if those areas had got maybe close to 10 centimeters or 4 inches, but for most of the province, it hasn't really hit too hard quite yet, just light snow.
So when is it going to get worse for more areas of Saskatchewan further north and west?
Well, as the day progresses, what's going to happen is all of the snow that's in Manitoba is going to begin to pivot to the west. And so areas along the Manitoba border will see that snow spilling in, moving east to west, actually. And it's going to spin into eastern Saskatchewan, begin to cause some higher accumulation. So closer you are to the Manitoba border, the earlier it will start, and then areas farther to the west, like Regina, are going to be later on, and the amounts there won't be nearly as bad.
Have you updated your snowfall amount model?
Yes, we have updated the model, and I'll just bring it up here to give you the latest totals. For the entire event, we haven't seen the model really change that much, actually. It's been quite consistent throughout. So in Manitoba, we're talking generally 30 to 50 centimeters in total. And I'm looking here at the latest update from our model for Saskatchewan. So areas like Estevan, so very close to the U.S. border, we're probably looking at just over a foot of snow in total. Same if you're in the far southeast corner near the Manitoba border of Saskatchewan. And then a little bit farther north, place like Melville, probably more like 20 centimeters, Regina, 15. And then farther west, Swift Current, probably more like only just 5 to 10. Saskatoon, probably 5 or less.
Yeah, we're getting some light snow, maybe flurries, I guess you could call it, here late this morning. So when would we be getting our snow here?
In Saskatoon, it'll probably just be kind of light throughout the day, looking like probably the most persistent snows will be tonight. So probably starting this evening and then overnight will be most persistent there. But the snowfall rates probably won't get very high at any point in time. It'll just be whether it's more consistently falling as opposed to intermittent, which the more consistent will be overnight.
Getting back to those storm areas, how long can they expect the snow and wind to continue?
Well, if you're in Saskatchewan, it'll, like I said, will get progressively worse today. And then the system kind of stalls out in northern North Dakota. So we're going to see the snow in eastern Saskatchewan continue through most of Thursday, along with those high winds, and then begin to taper off on Thursday night. Winds will remain breezy on Friday, but will get a little bit better, and also maybe occasional light snow continuing Friday, but the bulk of it will be over by Thursday night. And Manitoba, not too different, so we'll see the heaviest of the snows today, moderate snow continuing Thursday, and then tapering off to just light snow Thursday night, but the winds remaining fairly high until Friday morning, and then they'll slowly decline through the day Friday.